166 migrants died in single Texas region and Mexican border state in 6 months. By Cartel Chronicles on July 17, 2022. In a span of 6 months, the Texas-Coahuila border region has recorded the same number of migrant deaths this year as in all of 2021. The high number of deaths occurred as the region became the busiest human smuggling corridor as the U.S. and Mexico appear to be unable to curb the worsening border crisis. Since the start of 2022, the border region between the Mexican state of Coahuila and West Texas has recorded a record-setting total of 166 migrant deaths. The deaths were recorded on both sides of the border and included drownings, deaths from heat exposure inside cargo trains, and people dying while trekking through rough terrain. This year's figure matched the 166 migrant deaths that were recorded in all of 2021. One of the most recent drownings took place in Piedras Negras, where authorities recovered the body of an unidentified man in black clothing. Currently, the Mexican border cities of Piedras Negras and Ciudad Acuña are seeing large numbers of migrants arriving in their cities each day with the intent to cross into West Texas. Mexico's government has been issuing travel visas to most migrants, including members of caravans, that enter through the southern border. Those visas give the migrant a specified time to travel freely through Mexico, Breitbart Texas reported. Most use those documents to reach the U.S. border. As Breitbart Texas also reported, U.S. Border Patrol is seeing record migrant apprehensions, with over 10,000 apprehensions in Eagle Pass in a 6-day span earlier this month. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City in the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C. E. Herrera and J. M. Martinez from Coahuila.